You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Here we are, fresh off of opening night at the Hollywood Pantages Theater. Hello, Dolly, starring Betty Buckley. That was last night. I think I got about 4 hours of sleep, Will. I think maybe you did too.
I think so.
But we wanted to do this while it was still fresh in our minds. And we have such a fun guest for you today. We're talking to a local celebrity.
That's right, Amanda Salas from Fox 11. She is an entertainment reporter, but also a thespian and a fellow theater enthusiast. She's perfect.
As we found out, yes, there's a Hello, Dolly connection.
Absolutely.
And we'll get into those gorgeous sets, Miss Buckley, and so much more. Kick back. Enjoy. It's Curtains Up on another episode of West of Broadway. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong.
Hi, Lara.
Hi, and we just want to tell you up front, anything could happen today. We actually didn't know that we were taping until, what, like 12 hours ago?
Yeah.
Last night at opening night of Hello, Dolly, Pantages Theater. Oh. And it was so cool. The gal that we're going to introduce in just a minute was there with a really good friend of yours.
Yes.
Can we talk about him really fast before we bring her in?
You mean Matthew Hoffman?
Oh, I love him so much.
I love that because he's a dear friend of mine and you're a dear friend of mine and you guys have connected via social media.
Yes.
And you've known each other for a couple of years now.
Yes.
But you've never been in the same room and it was like two worlds collide. It was amazing. It was
you
a beautiful
thing. You were in the room where it happened, right there. But Matthew, you know, he does a lot of great hosting, but
yes,
you always see him interviewing like Channing Tatum, like these huge names, or Chris Pratt. But the thing I feel like is really where his heart is Tuesdays with Matthew. He goes into a senior center, and first of all, he just makes their day.
Yeah.
But he works with them, because he has the theater background, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So they will act out Titanic, that's my favorite one,
yeah,
or whatever the big blockbuster movie is. They have costumes and sets, and he makes videos of this.
Yeah, he takes these iconic scenes from some of our beloved films that mean so much to all of us, and he reinterprets them for the senior set. And he has costumes and lines and a green screen and does special effects. And he puts together these incredible videos, which are available on YouTube. Just search Tuesdays with Matthew. And it is just incredible. And he has a huge following with celebrities that are just obsessed with him.
Because he's so sweet. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. I feel like when they talk to Matthew, they know it's going to be a safe space.
Exactly. And he also does this to raise money for Meals on Wheels, which he was just recently honored as a keynote speaker for Meals on Wheels, and is working to help raise money and awareness for such a worthy charity while he's helping these incredible seniors that deserve to be cherished and honored and stuff like that. It's amazing.
I hope he'll do our show sometime.
Oh my
gosh.
I have
to say,
he is one of the busiest people in show business.
Like
the fact that we saw him last night, I was like, you're in town.
Because
if there's a press junket or something, whether it's Jurassic Park, he was sent to Hawaii, he's just all over the world just interviewing people for the launches of their new shows. I think, is it Regal Cinema that he's with, I think? He's amazing, and he's such a talent, and I only see incredible things with him. But, and also, he's beloved by so many people, and I always meet the nicest, most incredible people, and that is how we met his friend Amanda last night.
Right, he was there with this beautiful gal, and we started talking, and we said, you want to come on the podcast? She said, great, when are you guys taping? We said, I think tomorrow.
Yeah, Amanda.
We could do it tomorrow. Let's announce her and bring her in.
Oh, absolutely. Amanda Salas is the entertainment reporter for Fox 11 and Good Day LA here in Los Angeles, and she is hilarious and sweet and funny and charismatic and energetic and loves musical theater. These are all the criteria that we need for a perfect guest for our show.
So let's welcome Amanda Salas.
Hey, welcome, Amanda.
Hi. I'm so excited to be a part of your world.
And she sings.
I told you.
Okay, so we are
so
excited to hear.
We're post-dollying it up.
Oh my gosh. Still riding high after an incredible opening night. It was
incredible.
I had the best time.
What did you think as an entertainment reporter being there on opening night? There's celebrities all over the place. You know, are you sort of looking at it just sort of as a fan being there? Or are you kind of like looking at it through that, you know, you're in the business, you're a professional?
That's a great question. You know, I have so many, I guess, different lenses when I'm going into it, because I have the thespian lens, the entertainment reporter lens. I'm also a theater lover, so I have the fan lens as well. But, I mean, they did it right. Pantages knows how to have an opening night. They really do it up, as
Absolutely.
They should. And to have the red set and repeat, the red carpet, obviously paying homage to Dolly's red finale. Spoiler alert. It was the place to be last night. Clearly, we were all there, right?
Exactly. And almost as fun as watching the show is seeing who turns out for these opening nights here in LA. It's just like a who's who. Just like Tim Allen was in the audience. Like, there were so many.
Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Right?
Did you see Jonathan Bennett?
Yes.
A la Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls was there.
Yes. And it was incredible. It was so.
Bertie Capel from The Love Boat.
Exactly.
our favorite celebrity sighting last night.
Doc.
But was like, it's Doc from The Love Boat right there. Yeah, you never know
what's
going to come out.
It's always great to see the celebrities opening night. And like, speaking of celebrity, can we just take a minute? Betty Buckley.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hey, star.
Just from the moment, like, she had a full star entrance, and the audience went wild the second she was revealed, mm-hmm. and then she she had us. And she didn't let go the entire performance. It was incredible.
It's been a long time since I've seen two standing ovations mm-hmm. throughout a performance. And there were two last night. And one was just for the dancers.
Yeah, which were, they glided on air and were so beautiful and incredible. I was in heaven.
Spotless.
I was in absolute heaven. It was wonderful.
Well, let's back up and talk about Betty for a moment.
Okay.
So if anybody's like, Betty Buckley, that name sounds familiar, you might know her from her Tony Award-winning role as Grizabella, belting out Memory in Cats. She was on the TV show Eight is Enough.
She
was. Just an incredible career. And she was away from the stage for a while. She's back now, I think, at age 71, mm-hmm. starring as Dolly Levi. Amazing. And didn't you think she was just so, I mean, she's this huge star, but she was so funny and charming and cute. And I felt like we were all in on it with her. Like, there was like, I don't even know how to explain it, but she, you know, when she would talk to the audience, I just felt like we could be friends. I know that sounds weird.
Felt like mm-hmm. she broke the fourth wall indeed. And she put the star in Lone Star. You know, she's a Texas girl.
Uh-huh.
Go big or go home. You need to have a big persona for the role of Dolly. And she brought it. I mean, I think she fed off our energy too. I mean, there was some really good energy in the audience last night.
100%.
And you're right. We were almost there with her the whole time as part of the cast.
What's crazy about the role of Dolly Levi, it was originally written for the Broadway dynamo Ethel Merman, but she turned it down.
No.
Yeah. And then they went to Mary Martin, and she turned it down, and then Carol Channing. And it became her role, and she actually did two different revivals, once in the 70s and once in the 90s. So to step into the role as Betty did after such iconic women have played the role, whether it's Carol, Bette Midler, or Bernadette Peters, and the list goes on and on. There were like women like Pearl Bailey and did it back in the 70s, and then there were some other really amazing actresses who've played the role in the past, from Ginger Rogers, Martha Ray, Betty Grable, Phyllis Diller, and then eventually, before the show closed in its original production, Ethel Merman actually stepped into the role.
She did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, incredible.
I love hearing all that. That is a red carpet roster right there. Roll call.
Exactly.
Where my Dolly's at?
Yeah, you got to really think before you step into this role, because you have some big boots to fill.
Yeah, it's a big hat to fill right there.
You're right.
But, you know, and we should mention, this is the first national tour of the 2017 revival.
Yes.
I'm so glad this show's back. Amanda, for me, this is a show that I've heard about forever. Will and I were running down sort of the list of Pantages shows a couple weeks ago, and I don't think you could believe I'd never seen the show. So this is my first time, but you actually have a connection to this show in your past.
Yes, I played Ermengarde. And watching it last night, I thought, wow, that was a really whiny role that I played in high school. You know what? I owned it. And I played her, and it brought me back to high school. I went to Performing Arts High School.
Amazing.
And so we did a big production of Hello, Dolly. And it was just so nostalgic to see it, you know, because I was in it. I actually had never seen it.
Yeah, because you're always on the other side. Yeah, and to be able to...
Exactly. Always on the other side. So to actually sit in the audience and enjoy... I mean, you know, I have the soundtrack on my phone like any good thespian would. Listening to, you know, put on your Sunday clothes on my way to a Wednesday opening night. You bet. Yeah.
Well, Amanda,
it was just great.
I can't believe it because when I was a freshman in high school, I played Ambrose Kemper, who is like we should have been partners. That's so crazy to me.
Look at us. We were lovers in a past life.
We were destined to be
you
together.
You should have gone as them. You guys could have coordinated your outfits last night. Next time we'll have to plan it better.
I don't know if I could do any better than the costumes that were on stage.
Aren't
they
beautiful?
They were stunning.
The production value. Amazing.
It was really, really stunning.
Yeah, I don't want to give anything away, but there are some big pieces that come out on the stage where you're like, oh my God, like I didn't know that could fit on that stage.
Yeah, that all the way down to what, like the character, the ensemble's shoes were spectacular. Like it was just, it was flawless.
I love that you noticed their shoes.
Oh,
well. One of the many things I love about you.
1885, I mean, I felt like I was transported back to 1885.
Yeah, you really did. Like, it really felt like we were 1885 in Yonkers going to 14th Street. You
in
know,
Yonkers.
New York City. Yeah, it was so beautiful the way that they did the sets and kind of the lights, I guess, kind of form an arch around the stage. Yeah. And that kind of it just elevated it to something so special and beautiful from the moment that it started.
Well, another reason why I think that the show was so successful is because the music was spectacular, the staging, the costumes, the talent. But all of that played into this on top of an incredible script because it's based on a play. Like Thornton Wilder, who's famous for Our Town, he wrote a play that was what was it called? The Matchmaker. Which everything was based on. Originally, it was a different play. Let me see if I can find the name of it. Oh, The Merchant of Yonkers that he wrote, and it was a bomb. So he retooled it and turned it into The Matchmaker, and it was a huge hit. And then it became a movie starring, what was his name? Shirley Booth. Back in the 50s. And The Matchmaker, it was a straight like movie based on The Matchmaker, based on which the Hello Dolly musical is based on. I just love old school musicals so much. I don't know if you can tell. Like, we talk about Hamilton, and I love it. We talk about all the modern Broadway, which I'm crazy about, but just the nostalgia and the respect I have for classic musicals like Hello Dolly.
Amanda, I was telling Will earlier that I got in my car and I put on Broadway on Sirius, and It Only Takes a Moment came on, and I think it was Carol Channing that was singing.
It only takes a moment.
And I'm like weeping, and then it went into nonstop, like after the war, I went back right into Hamilton, you know, from that, you know, two great shows that Will and I have seen at the Pantages. But you're right, well, they're very different, but they also have a lot of things in common, I think. And one of the things I loved about Hello Dolly, one of my favorite tweets that I saw somebody, a gentleman named Jeremy, tweeted it was heel-clickingly wholesome.
Yep, it is.
And then also just the bigness of the show, you know, big bustles and big set pieces and
big dance
songs
numbers.
And big dance numbers. It's like everything you want in
a
show.
That's it. It's over the top. That's why I say it's good that a Texas girl is Dolly.
Big.
Go big or go home.
Yes.
And the rest of the cast, like the supporting cast, like the Cornelius and Barnaby and Millie and Irene, and they were just incredible. I fell in love with every single one of those characters. And the choices that they made were I've never even saw before. Like, there were so many fresh.
What?
Like, when Irene comes out and when Millie comes out and she's talking to the audience and kind of giving us some exposition, she was so goofy and silly and wonderful. And just, like, you just fall in love with her instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And Barnaby can be a really cheesy role if it's not done right. And he did it so right. Like, it was just great.
And that's Kristen Hahn and Jess Laprato playing Minnie. And then I love the names Barnaby Tucker. And then there was Cornelius Hackle, Nick
Barnaby.
Rouleau.
Barnaby, so lovable.
Barnaby was he was like this dancing, jumping, just amazing little guy.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah. And the voice on Cornelius about blew us out of our seats.
Yeah.
And we were in the back.
He was incredible.
Gotta have that comedic relief, the slapstick humor in the show, and they provided it so well.
Mm-hmm. They really, really did. It was
charming.
And just the fact that the through line and the message that I walked away with the whole show was just about, like, hoping and wanting a better life, and whatever that was, whether it's love or adventure or excitement, but everybody just wanted to be fulfilled. And it was just
that's it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a nice message that sort of on the inside we're all the same. Like, that was what I walked away with. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Rich, poor, you know. It also reminded us that in modern day dating, people still try to front and act like they're something they're not.
Would it be nice to have a matchmaker like Dolly, actually, like before I met my husband?
Listen, I'll take Dolly over Tinder any day.
She would have
Broadway
a card for that.
Bumble, yeah. Baby.
Broadway over Bumble. We have to start a new app for Broadway lovers to fall in love.
To fall in love. Where Broadway lovers fall in love. Yes.
Oh my God. That's a great idea right there.
Yeah, maybe our first meetup will be something like that. We're talking about putting an event together.
Oh my gosh, that's a great
idea. Yeah. Oh my gosh, how fun. A singles who love theater event.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I loved, you know, there's the great line in one of the songs we were talking about, how, you know, no matter what happens, I had a wonderful day. And just that hope that things could turn around. You know, getting back up and trying again. It just, for me, it hit all the different notes of like funny and charming and, you know, kind of winky, sassy, and then very emotional at some points too. But you didn't stay there too long. They bring you back.
Yes.
We come
You're
back
right.
up.
You didn't stay there too long. You felt it, and then we're up again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who is your favorite in the show, Amanda? We'll just say we all love Betty. But, you know, after that, was there like a standout performance for you?
Okay, I'm just going to have to give it up to the ensemble. Yeah. You know, I mean, everyone was great, but those dancers, don't want to give it away, but in one of the final scenes at Harmonious Gardens, that dance sequence, I could watch it on repeat.
Yeah.
So shout out to all of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
Eight shows a week, traveling around the country, busting their butt, city to city, you know, like, good for them. And... like, as you know, there's understudies that could be in there, swings that could be in there. Like, it's just like, and to know it, like, the
but
back of your
hand. But you can't tell.
Yeah.
If they did not skip a beat. Not like I was looking, but I don't think there was one misstep on the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could have hidden that under one of those big skirts, I think. maybe not
I
a wrong
Beyonce
turn.
I think might have been the choreographer because they were all in formation.
That's so true. You know what? It did feel modern. It didn't feel stodgy. We should say that because we're like, you know, it's a classic show. It was set in 1885, but this was not, you know, like something that you're like, well, my grandma should be here. Although grandmothers would love it, and so would children. But it also felt very current in just the way it was put together.
Well, it's just, we say this so often when we're talking about our experiences in the theater that like these the through lines and the takeaways are timeless, you know, and about.
Yeah.
Like and with like they've even
You're
made
right.
comments. They even made comments about feminism and about like the whole thing about in the beginning.
You
talking
know,
about
to the, I'm so glad you brought that up.
To be taught.
There were a couple times where I noticed. I mean, again, I was 17 when I was in the show, and I never really realized. Wow, there's I don't really like this, or that's a little bit sexist. And then now watching it a few years later. I'm like, wait a minute. But you're right. They do actually bring attention to some of those things. And I like that Irene Malloy had her own shop, you know, women supporting women, independent woman with her own business. And I'm glad that you brought that point up.
Yeah. It's just and even like the antiquated notions that Horace Van de Gelder had about why he needed a wife, you know, it is like there's so many good messages, and it's so good because it comes from a great book and a great script with great dialogue delivered beautifully, and it's just amazing. And I'm so excited it's here. When is it? It's here until
February 17th.
February
17th. Perfect Valentine's Day date.
It is a perfect Valentine's Day gift. It's a great time, and
Yeah, it's very charming. I just, you know, going back really quickly to what you said, well, I love that to be scandalous in 1885, you just had to put ribbons on your hat.
I know.
Colorful ribbons. And it was like, woo, yeah. Who does she think she is? Well, you know
it's
what's cool,
timeless.
Amanda?
I mean, it's had, what, 4 Broadway revivals? It's been all over the world. I mean, it doesn't get old because it's just a good time. It's a feel-good musical.
Yeah, I really wish it
ribbons
were going to be here longer.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ribbons.
Oh,
it's so beautiful.
I love it so much.
And you know, you didn't know, I had a blazer on last night, but I was wearing ribbons down my back.
Were you in honor of the show?
It was like, it was red strings that were from the back of the dress, but I called them my honorary ribbons.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't realize you were that much of a fan. I just thought, you know, she likes theater, but I'm so glad that we met you in the lobby of the Pantages and we got to have
we
you
did.
On with us today.
It was
I
so
know.
Great.
It's
it was,
a our perfect meet cute.
Yeah, it was
Amanda
Salas. It was so meant to be. And thank you, Matthew Hoffman,
absolutely.
Who I brought last night, because he knows Will, and it all came from that.
Yeah. He is the perfect theater date. If you want to,
just tell you the best, the best theater dates.
Yeah. Well, let's have more theater dates. And Amanda, I don't know if you saw this. I know Pantages was tweeting it out, but coming up on Tuesday, February 5th, they are announcing the 2019-2020 lineup at Pantages and also the Dolby Theater, which is now going to be having shows. So,
cool.
Yeah, you'll be covering that, right? You're the entertainment reporter.
Yes, we will for sure be covering that. And I can't wait to see. I tried to pull one of the Pantages employees aside and just kind of see what maybe was coming. But no, they're very tight-lipped. We're going to have to wait, like Oscar nominations, for that day.
That is so cool.
We'll be up at 4 o'clock in the morning ready for that. Well, thank you.
Exactly.
This is so fun because now when we see you on TV, we'll be like, we know all this great stuff about you. And we're so, so happy to have you on the show. We'll be looking for you on Fox 11. What are the times that you're on? When can we see you on there?
You can see me. You can catch some of my celebrity interviews on Good Day LA, but I usually am on in the evenings, the 10 o'clock news.
Well, my favorite is, if you can't get enough of Amanda, you need to follow her on Amanda Salas on Twitter and on Instagram, especially if you love puns, like I love puns.
Yes. I'm a consultant. And thank you.
And I also, I'm a dog lover, and the fact that your dog's name is January Bones is hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is amazing. I mean, it's just
her name is January Bones. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm such a huge fan and so honored that you would take the time to speak with us and to celebrate.
Oh my gosh, I'm honored to be here with you guys. So thank you. The pleasure is all mine.
Yay.
Thank you. And we will send you out with applause. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much, Amanda.
Oh, thank you. I'm bowing. I'm curtsying. Here we go. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Two standing ovations like Betty Buckley.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you so much.
Okay, and not only is Amanda amazing, she's so cute and we love her, but she gave us a great idea about doing a meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
And I love the positive feedback we get when people tell me that they listen to our little podcast
Thank
and they enjoy
listening.
It. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would love to do something where we get together and we get to meet people who listen and enjoy our show, get to talk to them, find out what they like about it, what they want us to cover.
Mm-hmm. You know? And what shows you like. It'll be like an episode, but not an episode.
Exactly.
And I'd love to talk theater.
And and I would love to hear from them what they love about and what they celebrate about musical theater.
Yes, because it is a celebration. So here's what we would love to know is what kind of meetup would you like? Do you want to try to meet up maybe for a bite to eat, you know, something at intermission?
If
it's, you know, opening night of a big show. So you can reach out to us. I'm Lara Scott Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And I'm Will Armstrong PR on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah, and we're attached to our phones. So, yeah,
easy
to get us. Oh, and we should say for ticket info on Hello Dolly, HollywoodPantages.com. And again, Tuesday, February 5th, they are announcing. It's so crazy to think about 2019-2020.
It's crazy.
It's coming fast.
And seriously, consider getting a season pass because there's so much great programming coming.
Yeah, you don't want to miss any of it.
It's amazing. But so if you're looking for great theater, there's the Pantages, the Amundsen, and all the other great theaters in Los Angeles. And if you're looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.